Welcome to Empire Builders, a podcast about building a great business, but building an even bigger life. I'm Seychelle Van Poel, and I am an empire builder. We have four businesses that we run, and one of those is a real estate team. One of those is an insurance business. We have Amplify that we have, which is supporting women in business. And then we have ancillary services on top of that. And I'm a proud mom to our daughter, Quinn, and wife to Nick.
My name's Via Williams. I'm from Seattle, Washington, and I am an empire builder. I run three primary enterprises. One of them is I'm the director of growth for the Ben Kinney Companies in Seattle, Washington. We have eight franchises that we own, real estate brokerages. We have teams all over the country, and we do about $130 million in revenue. I run the Via Group real estate team. We are a successful residential team within a brokerage in the Seattle area. And I also am involved in Amplify, which is a business I'm in with 10 of my best friends.
Yay. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Hi, I'm Sarah Reynolds, and I am an empire builder. I'm co-owner in three businesses, the first being the Reynolds Team Network, as well as a title company and co-owner of Amplify. I'm also an empire builder at home. I'm a wife, as well as a mom to three amazing children.
I'm Wendy Papazant, and I am an empire builder. I run a residential real estate team in Austin, Texas, that also has locations in Dallas, Houston, and Minneapolis, Minnesota. I run a business called Papazant Home Services, which is remodeling, repair, and home maintenance. And I also run our investing side of our business, our real estate investing side of our business. I'm also a mother. I have two teenagers, and I'm the wife of a busy corporate executive. And honestly, guys, we're just so thrilled to be here today.
We are.
Because we think this podcast is just so necessary. We're here to really help all of you out there who are building their residential real estate businesses, who honestly want to take it from just being a realtor to growing an empire,
yep.
Right? And that's what we're
Absolutely.
Here to talk about today is not only how you can build your real estate empire, but also how you can build your best life at home. So that's why we're here.
That's right. And I should also mention, I am a mother because every single one of you guys did. I am a wife and a mother. I have three amazing kids, and they would probably kill me if I didn't mention them.
Yeah, well, the chances of them actually listening to this podcast
are slim to none.
This
is a good point.
Safe audience. Yeah. Exactly.
That's true. You know, I think we're all so excited to be part of this podcast, and I think that it would be really helpful for everybody to understand how we became a community and how we all joined together. And Wendy, you were instrumental in that. Mm-hmm. I'd love you to share with everybody what the origin is of this.
Sure, absolutely. Well, so it really started like many good ideas do, just two women sitting on a bench in a quiet spot. I was sitting with a good friend of mine, Diane Griffin, and I was relating to her how I was lamenting the fact that I didn't have the tribe around me that I really wanted. And a couple of years earlier, I had actually joined an entrepreneurial organization in Austin. I paid $7,000 a year to be involved with it. And when I got there, it just really wasn't what I needed. And so I was looking for a tribe of people who were like me, who wanted not only to build a big business, but also to have an amazing life. And so that's really how it started. We said, why don't we handpick this tribe? Why don't we curate it? And it started out, I guess, with how many were there at the beginning?
Five of us originally
at the beginning, and now it's grown to 11. And we mastermind at least twice a year. We get on a Zoom call once a month. And this, honestly, this podcast is the kind of the culmination of that, because we've not only grown professionally, I mean, all of us in the last 5 years have grown our empires unbelievably, but we've also made some really significant, amazing changes in our home life to help us grow that side of our life.
And Wendy, you know, it's such a great point that you make, because I think the bigger your world gets, the bigger your business gets, the lonelier it actually can feel. And I think all of us have been given advice individually at one point in time where it said, at some point, you're going to have to hop on a plane to go see your best friends. And when I first heard that in my early 20s, I thought that is the silliest thing I've ever heard. I have great friends in my neighborhood. I have great friends that I grew up with. And the bigger our business has got, the more I've realized that there are a lot of things that you can't talk about with everybody. And what I appreciate about what we're doing with this podcast is there's going to be nothing off limits. You're going to get the real access to what's going on, right? What it really is like. And I think permission to be open and honest and transparent and vulnerable is really what our group and our tribe has been all about. And we're really excited to bring that to a bigger audience.
Here's what I know. I know that leadership is lonely. It is lonely at the top. And that's why you have to get on a plane to see people. And we need a community too. And I'm hoping that this podcast is a community for a lot of our fellow business owners and empire builders out
there. Right.
To relate to us, to go through our stories with us. And some stories—
to honestly share our struggles and our pain.
Yeah. Some stories will really hit people, you know?
Yeah. Our intent is to be truly authentic, to be the messy, the good, the bad. We're going to share it all as we've built our empires and as we continue to build our empires.
And we agreed to be unfiltered and to just share everything and not, you know, this is not about making anybody look good and be right.
Yeah.
This is about us talking about the real deal.
Yeah.
You know, and our hope is that you're going to choose to go on the journey with us.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think that's really what we want.
Yeah. Well, we're all amazing empire builders in our own way. And we all bring kind of a unique perspective, I think, to this group. And that's why we're here.
Yep.
I think, you know, one of my passions is to help people build wealth through real estate investing. And so as we move forward through the podcast, I think I'm going to be the one that's going to be sharing a little bit more. Obviously, we're all investors, but sharing a little bit more about real estate investing. And, you know, for me, I've always been, the reason I want to build my empire is I want financial freedom. Mm-hmm. And that's why we've invested in residential real estate, so that we can look up one day and just say, we're going to do whatever that we want.
Yep. And Wendy, you've had such a positive impact on my life in that area. Because for me, building my empire has been my main focus over the last 10 years. And so I'm a head down empire builder, get the work done. And a lot of times the investments and the things that I should be focusing my time on, I've struggled with. And I just appreciate your investment in my life in that area. So for me, my main empire has been the Reynolds Team Network. So I took it from 30 sales originally, 30 families, and built it to about $10.1 million in gross commission income last year. And it's from total focus. I believe in the one thing, the book, The One Thing, in my life. And on my business side, that's been my focus.
Sarah, that's truly phenomenal.
It's phenomenal.
Your story is truly phenomenal. And what I love about you is that you've raised a family while doing it.
Yep.
You've been a loving wife. And you're probably more compassionate and have more love for your people than maybe anybody I've ever met. So I just want to shout out to you. Incredible.
And that's, I mean, honestly, that's what drives me to build this empire is, you know, if you're thinking small, you're not going to have an impact on people.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And the bigger that you can build your empire, the more people that you can have a positive impact on. And that's my life mission, is to impact this world in a big way. Through people. And I see real estate as the main avenue to do that.
I love that.
You know, you're amazing. And I just want to amplify what Wendy said about you. Only 2% of women-owned businesses do revenue over $1 million. And mm-hmm. you did $10 million last year in revenue while taking 2 months off with a newborn baby and truly taking it off. And I agree. My motivation is 100% the same as yours. It's to make sure that I can empower and give an opportunity path to as many people as possible. So I think my perspective is a little unique. While we all consider ourselves entrepreneurs, I am the sole corporate hired gun of the group, right?
Yeah.
I call myself an entrepreneur. I am now in an organization that does about $130 million in revenue and growing fast. And I have a leader in my life, right?
Yeah.
And so I started out, you know, growing my own team to about $1.7 million in revenue, and then decided to impact the world in a faster, bigger way by being in a team, right? By joining someone else. And so that's where maybe I'm a little different from you. I manage up as well as manage down. And so some of my perspective and opinions might have a different take on them.
What I love about that, though, is I know making that decision didn't come lightly for you.
Yeah.
And you really took a, you had to take kind of a step back and really evaluate where you wanted your impact to be 5 years from now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really heard coming out of you in that decision-making process of, right, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And I think the alliances you've made, the decisions you've made, the impact that you're going to have by going together and choosing to be the entrepreneur already, I mean, you can just see this massive explosive growth that has occurred because of that decision.
And
I think had you chosen to go it alone the other direction, it would have been a very different outcome. And that took a lot of bravery to do that.
Thank you. I think that when we live a purpose-driven life and you're clear about it, and you can set your ego aside, I had to say to myself, I can impact more people doing this with someone else than doing it alone.
Well, I think like the rest of us, you're a leader of leaders.
Yes.
You know, we're all a leader of leaders. Mm-hmm. And that's our mission.
Mm-hmm. And the best empire builders have other empire builders with them. Right? And if you look back over the last couple of years after that decision, I mean, what the Ben Kinney Companies has done under your with your leadership has just been remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
At Her Best Life, we're not just building businesses. We're growing our net worth, leveraging our platforms for good, and living our big lives. And that's what Empire Circle is all about. It's an executive membership designed for ambitious business women leaders who want more. More growth, more profit, more impact, and more freedom. This is where powerful, deep connections meet powerful results. Apply now at herbestlife.com and join us by stepping in to Empire Circle.
There's a lot of amazing leaders in the company, and it's just great to be with them. So thank you.
You know, I joined my mom in business back in 2004 when I was 21 years old, right? I mean, you think about that. That's crazy, right? So and I swore I would never get into real estate. So, you know, that was right there.
And here we are. Tells you.
None of us thought we would get into real estate.
I think we're going to have a whole topic on that, right? My original motivation was to make sure my family was provided for, right? That was my original motivation. And when I really look at our path of where we have gone, we've really built our wealth and our empire through building synergy through businesses that all service the same world, whether it's real estate investing, whether it's building up a property management company and selling it off, whether it's insurance that we've built up, right? Whether it's investing in other market centers and regions, whatever it is, I really have come with clarity in the last 2 years that I really want the people around me to be happier and healthier and wealthier because they chose to work with us.
Yeah.
And when I look at the lens of everything that I look at now, that's really what I look at it through. And it's been really fantastic that I think a lot of the synergy, and that's probably the word you're going to hear from me a lot, is how can you dovetail this opportunity into two or three others to make revenue for you at the same time instead of just one. And so we really believe in creating multiple streams of income off of the same energy.
Yes.
And that's something that we're really passionate about.
Well, and you are on the forefront of that, Seychelle. Yeah. I know more and more we're seeing that happen now. You were talking about
this. We were doing that
this,
9 years ago.
You know, when I knew you so 7 true. Years ago, yeah. 8 years ago.
Yeah. And that's always been part of the plan.
Yeah.
I saw real estate sales as an amazing avenue to drive additional revenue and create a recurring client base. And so for me, it just made perfect sense. And so we set out to do that. I mean, really probably year 5 in was when I started putting that to place.
I love that. And you know, what I love about our organization, you know, this mastermind group's been around for 5 years now.
Yeah.
And I know that all of us have grown tremendously. But what I'd love to kind of shift to is just this power of community and this idea that who you surround yourself with is really everything. You know, who you are the sum of the 5 people you spend the most time with. I'd love for you to just talk a little bit about where you were when you came to that first mastermind.
Oh my gosh. So our first mastermind 5 years ago, I had a 6-month-old who wasn't sleeping. The adorable
she's
part about that
really
is...
Sleeping,
yeah, right? She doesn't really sleep. She still doesn't sleep. We had this great idea that she would start sleeping any minute, and we're still waiting for that. So, and I had not left Quinn alone ever at that point.
I remember that.
And I was freaking out, and I was really tired.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, you really needed a good night's sleep.
I actually needed a good night's sleep. I was exhausted and working to raise a newborn or a young baby and still run our business at a high level. There was no even idea or talk at that point of like, how do you keep your marriage really happy and healthy? I wanted that, but I didn't even think that was an option. Or your body, or your spirituality, or your friends. Like all of those were so far off in the distance that all I was focused on was baby and work. That was all I could, that was all I could toggle if we were talking about toggling anything. Yeah. And so I woke up to come to our first retreat, right? We had it out at the ranch. I woke up at 4 a.m. I drove the 3 hours there, got there by 7 by the time you guys started the mastermind, which I was so excited about. Yeah. And I think I walked in and probably looked like death. worn over, right? I didn't sleep at all.
I think you came in your pajamas.
I did come in my pajamas. I snuck out of the house in the dark of the night, right? Yeah. And I think back to that, it feels like a different world. And I think the most amazing part about that, like the gathering that we had and the tribal conversations we had at that point was for the first time in my entire life, I felt like I could be completely vulnerable in where I was and transparent. And I also received nothing but completely unbridled acceptance of where I was and probably the entire hot mess that had shown up. And you guys really helped me move through how I could move forward. And it was like the world completely changed for me that day. And I'm a different parent. I'm a different mom. I'm a different business person because of that tribe we started creating. And
I love that.
It's crazy that it was 5 years ago.
Well, you kind of had a similar experience. So Sarah's one of our newest inductees.
Yes.
Yes. Right. As soon as we got Sarah, we're like, shut the door.
And we should probably say, you know, we meet twice a year and we meet all over the world, but at least once a year, we typically anchor it at a ranch in Texas, right? In the Papasan's Ranch. And so, you know, we had been meeting for a while, right? Before you came.
I ran about 300 acres and can't get out type of situation.
Right. You can. The fences are high.
There's no Ubering away from the ranch.
Exactly. Sarah checked.
I tried. So for me, this whole sort of tribe of empire builders has definitely been something that, to be honest, I didn't know I needed. In my world, it was all about the business. It's been all about the business. And one of the things that we want to make really clear about this podcast is that, yes, we're empire builders, but it's big business, also big life.
Right.
And I had forgotten the big life piece, right? I remember the first meeting we all had together where I was part of that. And it also changed my life. And they really focused in on the big life piece, right? The big business piece, I think you guys understood I had that sort of under control. But the big life piece, I was a mess. I mean, I was working most nights till 8 or 9 o'clock at night, missing many bedtimes, missing many dinners.
And you were pregnant with a newborn?
I was pregnant with
a baby
my third child.
And actually, what's interesting is that you actually thought you were doing it right.
Yes. I did.
And you were really pushing back to us, like, I'm doing it right. I'm okay. I'm good here.
I've got this.
We did this. What do we want to call it?
Hot seat.
I know. The topic was, what are you going to say no to? Mm-hmm. Right. And Wendy went through a couple people, and then she ripped off the paper and she said, "Sarah needs a whole page." And I said, no, guys. I've said no to a lot recently.
I think you actually said, I'm good.
Yeah.
You're like, no, I'm good.
I'm good. I said no to a lot recently.
And I think we actually said back to you, are you? Are you good?
Yeah, it was a moment. And we did fill up that sheet. So, but what changed my life is I was carrying so many things. What I learned through that also had such a big impact on my business because I was doing so many roles, actually doing people's jobs, right?
Yes.
I mean, I was calling every seller to convert them after the appointment, staying at the office till 8 or 9 o'clock at night to convert them instead of the listing agent. That's their role, right? Instead of focusing on training them better. And I was impacting my life and my children and my husband because of that. And you guys brought light to that. And that was one of the decisions I made is to no longer do those calls, right? And I just told the team, I said, you know, you guys are gonna have to figure it out because I'm gonna make sure I'm home every night for dinner. And it has literally changed my life. And you know what's amazing? I was looking at this, and we might talk about this a little bit later, but it not only has impacted my life in such a big way, and I was crying. I wanted to run, but there was nowhere to run to.
We really pushed you, Sarah.
Yes,
I mean, just to be clear, we were really fierce and in a loving way and very direct. And you were looking on your phone to see if you could Uber out of there.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was not an easy situation, and no one planned it. And it just became evident as Wendy was writing on a Sharpie on that list. We were like, Sarah, wait a minute. And no one in your life, you hadn't surrounded yourself with people who would say that to you.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Yeah.
But I think on top of that, we were looking at that page going, how does this new baby fit on this page?
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
We had to figure out the white space to get you to where the mom that we knew you wanted to be.
Yeah. Yep. And no business is worth it if the big life doesn't come with it, right? I mean,
I'm so happy to hear you say
that. No, it's true. It's absolutely true. But in addition to that, what's amazing is that me stepping out of so many things that I was doing for people, right? I mean, I think about, I believe I joined at the very end of like 2017. Now that was my first retreat wasn't until for a while, but I believe that was maybe the year. And we did about 5.6 million that year. Last year we did 10.1. We've doubled basically since I've had you in my world. So not only like has it impacted my life in a big way, these things impact the business too, because you need someone to push you out to realize you're not the only one that can do that job. Right?
Well, and what I love is that, you know, that's not the message we always hear as entrepreneurs.
Yes.
We don't actually get to have it all. That's not what we're here to say. Yes. That's not the point of this podcast. But you do get to make choices about what you want in your life.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times as entrepreneurs, we don't hear that. We hear the hustle and the grind it out and you need to work 24 hours a day. And really when you're making strategic choices about your time and understanding leverage at a very high level and surrounding yourself with people who are actually probably better than you at most of those things, then that's really when you get to make choices about having a big life too.
Yes.
So you brought in, let's call it 5 million something in revenue, and we're at the office and working till 9 at night.
Yes.
Now you've doubled that. What time do you get home?
Every night, 5:30, 6 o'clock, and weekends totally off.
And you're exercising?
So every weekend I'm exercising. I've made my husband a number one priority, right, in my life in terms of exercise and date night and continuing that. And it's just been totally transformational. I mean, I can't say it enough about
Sarah,
this.
Would you mind sharing us that story about your daughter? And if you don't want to share it, that's fine. But I just love that story about her and bedtime.
Are we allowed to cry on the podcast?
Of course. Yeah.
I'm so glad you asked for that. Yeah. I was about to ask her for the story.
Yeah. So what was interesting about this is, you know, I was missing a lot of bedtimes and I was missing a lot of dinners. And to be honest, my husband is a remarkable husband, right? A remarkable father. And he gave this perception that he had it all together, right? And him and my daughters are obviously very close because he's the main one holding the family together. And at night, any time that he would miss bedtime, which was very few times, right? She would wake up about 1 or 2 in the morning crying for daddy because she didn't give him a hug. Now, I missed many bedtimes, right? And never once would she do that. And I just thought, okay, she's a daddy's girl. You know, I never thought it was my time with her or lack of time, right? And so right after the retreat, I was like, I'm not missing a bedtime. And I made that commitment and really not missing a dinner, right? And then, which led to bedtime. So what ended up happening is for 4 weeks straight, I didn't miss dinner. I didn't miss a bedtime. And my grandparents, were really struggling one night and my mom needed help with them. So I ran over and I missed my first bedtime to help with my grandparents. And 1 in the morning, I wake up and she's crying. Yeah. And not crying for daddy, crying for mommy. And it was because of, I didn't realize it was, she got used to daddy, right? And then she missed the point where mommy was there. And it was, I mean, that also just changed my life. I had no idea. Right? Because sometimes our families, our people in our lives, they don't want us to feel bad. They don't want us to, they want us to accomplish our dreams, right? Which so many of us that are listening have huge dreams for our businesses. And many times they're not telling you what's really going on, right? And so that's what my husband was doing. He wasn't telling me, hey, the family is missing you a lot, right? You're missing a lot. And it really changed the way we talk to one another. It really changed when I say yes, right? I'm saying no to many things, right? To make sure that, again, big business, big life.
Yeah. Well, every yes is a no to everything else.
Absolutely.
That's right. Right. So yeah. every every yes to a year of late nights at work is a no to every family dinner, you know, or everything else.
Yeah. So. And what's remarkable and the family component of that story is what matters. And I also just want to reemphasize again, you doubled your revenue. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there's a lot behind that. And I think that probably summarizes the podcast and kind of who we are, right?
Yeah.
You got out of your own way because it let everybody else, it gave them the opportunity to come into themselves and into their role.
Every time you say yes to certain things, you're actually limiting the opportunity for people in your life, right? So when you say no, so when I said no to doing those late nights, what ended up happening is I created massive opportunity in my empire. Right. And it's them, the leaders in my organization is who doubled it, right? Because I said no first.
And the point is once you started focusing on that and you got right, you did double your revenue.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
And all of those things happen, and it's because you took a step back and did the right thing, right?
Yes.
That happened. And my guess is that it trickled down into your leadership with your team.
Absolutely. And really, you know, what I've learned is that a lot of times, like, we're thinking that what we're doing is, you know, the right thing and things like that. And you need people in your world to be looking at what your schedule is, looking at what you're doing, and understanding, yes, you have the mission of the big empire, but you also want the big life. And that's what this tribe has meant to me. And I think to all of us, right?
And that's why I hope that everyone who's listening out there will continue to tune in and, listen to the podcast over and over again, because at the end of the day, that's what you're going to learn. That's what you're going to get out of this podcast, is not only how to build your own empire, your own big business, but also how to build that big life as well.
Yeah, and what it looks like behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, this is right? The good, bad, and the ugly.
Yeah. And we definitely don't have it perfected. We're constantly making mistakes. A lot of us here have had a particularly rough A few of us had a particular year.
She looks at me.
Year.
That's fine. Totally fine.
That's okay. I was right behind you.
Join us.
Yeah. Well, I'm just curious. I know you talked about how you're, after joining the tribe, your business basically doubled. What about you guys? Where are you at?
I went back and looked at our numbers. So I joined in 2015. And we were at $54 million in sales at that point. This last year, we're at $96 million. Wow. So right along Sarah's rhythm of we've pretty much doubled in addition to adding.
Yeah, so if you guys listen to the podcast regularly,
I sort of like my numbers because I think they're really dramatic.
Yes.
I broke my first million in revenue in 2015, which is, it was really a huge moment in my life to crest that first million. I remember when I found out. And I am now in senior leadership of a company that's doing that did 130 million last year and will probably crest the 200 million.
So a few of you will
10x your business.
More than 130.
From 1 to 200.
Exactly.
But you guys were instrumental in me completely changing my life.
Yeah. You hated where you're at.
I was miserable.
You hated it.
I had built this really, you know, big team. At our peak, we did 1.7, you know, million in revenue and about 70 million in volume. And I literally changed my life to come work for someone.
Well, Via, it's one thing to feel successful on the outside and have everybody looking at you and you're sort of like, I should be feeling better about what I'm doing, but you really didn't like what you did. And so this podcast is also about chasing your joy.
Yeah.
Chasing your joy. And so for those of you that are listening out there, I really hope that you tune in for the next podcast, because we'll be talking more in depth with these ladies, finding a little bit more about their backstories. So definitely make sure you download us on anywhere you can find a podcast, and stay tuned for the next episode.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.